Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamualaikum. Man, sister, she plugged me in for 6 o'clock Eastern time, man. I know. I mean, I got 15 minutes before this particular show ends, this time ends, so I guess I got to start up all over again.
Did she do the 180?
Yeah, she did 180 minutes. So that's the only thing that saved me. I still leave me with 2 hours, so I'm going to be stuck on time.
So that means, now look, I'm going to tell you, you have a little grace period, but don't test it beyond 5 minutes.
I'm not going to test it.
The last thing you want to happen is the end of the room to get cut off.
I know. That's like you did this Wednesday. You got cut off.
Therefore, you know, you always got to remember. See, I've been doing it so long. Whenever I'm talking to somebody that's on Eastern Standard Time, you got to make sure the communication, like, hey,
man, it
needs to be, like, she's doing it from 7. From her, it's 7 to 10.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? For us, it's 6 to 9.
Yep. Well, she definitely.
So, you know, you have a program like that for you. But then, you know, when you need to get with her so that you learn how to program your own.
I know. So, you know, she got the next 3 pros. She got 3. So I got to go back and tell her to change those.
Just don't have her go back and go back and change that. She can actually program it from Eastern Standard Time. It still would be the same for you.
Right.
But she needs to do it from 7 to 10.
Yeah.
And
apparently
she did it from
6 to 9.
She got
6
o'clock.
Yeah, she got my showtime at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, so that would be only 5 o'clock. So you're going to lose 1 hour.
Yep.
But you have 2.
Yep.
The good thing was that she did the max.
Right.
Which is 180.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You and Shahida have 2 good hours. And I just was on the phone with the priest. I think she wasn't feeling good. But she told me, she assured me that she's going to be listening in. She's going to say something. I said, well, you know, I'm going to have to say something.
Right.
I said, you know, after this is an inaugural show, it should be like a learning lab for real.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's why it's an interactive lab to discuss why the way.
I've called quite a few people personally. Most of them didn't answer. I even called our resident email just to let you know.
He got it on my check.
I called Medina. I called Kabir.
Yeah.
I'll call several people personally to let them know about your the debut. You know, we need to support the brother listening in. You know, you need to learn some. I said, good brother. I said, it's going to be a wealth of information education. I said, I know you're going to get something.
Yeah.
You're going to hear something that you don't know.
Right.
You know? So I've been on a horn. I just got the phone to preach a hot date.
Okay. Well.
Okay, then. So, you know you got 2.
Yep. So,
you got a solid two.
Yes,
and you have a really great spirit after that.
I'm not taking nothing. I'm gonna be off the air with 5 minutes to go. Okay, I'm not taking no. I'm not taking no chance.
5 minutes to go, but I mean, you have a clock or watch or something.
I got a clock.
That's what I use it to. How I'm able to know kind of where I'm at.
Well, I got an online screen. It's right here on the computer. It tells you how many minutes you got. It tells me how many minutes you got left. It tells you everything. It talks to the host.
Okay. Yeah, but then in the meantime, between time, when you get back with Dr. Slaudine, just have her to change that because I was just telling the priest, she said, thank you, Shahiji, because on her show, I told her, I said, well, if you got, I said, put in more time than what you need. I mean, it's better to have and not need than need it to have.
All right.
You know, that way you don't feel crunch.
Okay, no kidding. So let me go get ready for this, and I got 10 minutes. So
I'll be listening.
All right, goodbye.
In fact, I'm gonna have my recorder on. Right. Record y'all first production.
Good deal. All right, we'll talk soon.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, my good brother. We're going to start here.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Very well. Very well. We
good.
Got about, we got about 1 minute, and we're going to start.
Sir.
And we'll get God squared away.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's get this show on the road. Let's get going here.
All righty.
Get the learning what we need to do.
Yes, sir. Good evening. This is Rashid Salam, and welcome to the Science of Health in You. This is a learning lab interactively that we want to have with our listening audience today. We have a full, wide array of self-care initiatives that we want to talk to get to optimal health. This episode is The Wonders of Symptometry, the Study of the Human Cells. And our guest tonight will be Abdul Shaheed, who is a student of symptometry. And we're in for a treat today. I just wanted to kind of open up and give a little due diligence today and open up the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. And we want to understand that this is a learning lab, and we encourage all of our listening audience to take place or look forward to answering any questions that you have. I want to open up today and just share with you why we're here. It is so important that we understand that the only thing that we have in life is our health. So there's a science to your health, and we want you to understand that particular science on how to create longevity. We hope to establish your personal health life plan to create longevity. We want to make sure that you understand one key element here, that we walk around every single day, 24/7, with a tool, and we don't know how it works. That tool is called the human body and its makeup. It's our full, we have to take full responsibility for this, and we want to make sure that we provide you with some of the tools and some of the truths that have been taken so often not given to us. We always hear the truth. And we hear the whole truth, but we never hear the truth will help you guys. So I just want you to relax, take your shoes off, kick back, call your friend, call your relatives, call your neighbors, and get ready for a truth that you never heard before. We want to understand that our people walk around all day long, especially our African-American community. We don't talk about the human person. We walk around with arthritis and diabetes and high blood pressure and cancer, inflammatory diseases, muscle weakness, pain and back disorders, hip replacement, knee replacement, not understanding what's really taking place in our lives, not understanding what some of the words that you hear all the time that you don't understand, such as neurons, such as enzymes. One of the most important ones to me that I'm really excited about is cerebral spinal fluid. And I know you probably haven't heard of these terms, but tonight you're in for a treat. We have on the line today our doctor, my friend. Finally, I had an opportunity. We have a conversation. I can tape. Now we're on air, and I can tape everything that we're talking about. I can sit down and listen to it whenever I want to. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a few minutes and just tell you who I am. My name is Rashid Salam. I am a community advocate, healthcare provider, where I teach in, what I call mental health, trauma, and things of that nature. But I do know one thing about anything that I talk about, it always stems from health, mental health, and so forth and so on. But let's tonight prepare ourselves to hear how mental health affects you through physical health. So uniquely, and I wanted to take this time and let my friend Abdul Shaheed come on the line and kind of share with you who he is, what he is, and provide you with the science of health and you. Abdul, the floor is yours, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Rashid. Thank you so very much for the introduction. And we'd like to also thank our listener, those who are blessed to tune in tonight. We thank you for being present. We'd like to say that we hope you're in for a treat, because we're just going to be sharing in a conversation some of the information that we have been blessed to learn since being a student of centometry. Just tell you just a little bit about myself. Before we do, I'd like to give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty for allowing us to be here and for allowing us to have an opportunity to live in his creation. We were created, brothers and sisters, to live on planet Earth. And everything on planet Earth we are able to deal with, we're able to mitigate the Almighty place inside of us, everything that we need to cure every disease. We just have to learn how those things work. This is what health is all about, how those things work. So the information that we're going to be sharing with you, God willing, will be probably things that you have never heard before. But that's okay. I didn't hear them before either, before being a student of centometry. So just sit back, have an open mind, And then we will be sharing many things with you, and you will have an opportunity to ask questions. And I will do my very best to answer those questions. If not, I will have the doctor, the founder, the inventor of centometry, who was blessed by the Almighty to invent this science called symptomatic science. That you are hearing, we'll be sharing with you these meaning of these new words that you might not be familiar with. They were coined by Dr. Maxwell Norty, the world's first centometry. So just let tell you a little bit about myself. I've been a Muslim ever since 1972. I was born in a small town in Alabama called Tuskegee Institute. Back then, it was called Tuskegee Institute. They had a hospital on that college campus called John Andrew Hospital. It was in the early 50s. Matter of fact, in 1950 when I was born there. Of course, during that time, African-American people had their own hospital facility. And I don't think there's one hospital now in this country operated owned by the African-American people. But back then in that small town called Tuskegee, that was an African-American hospital. And I was born there, blessed to be born there. I've been married to my wife for over 50 years. We have four children, three boys, one girl. We have 10 grandchildren now, and no, nine grandchildren and three great-grandchildren. Blessed with three great-grandchildren so far. So we're just getting started. So I was on a conference call 2013, and for the Muslim on the line, it was the first day of Ramadan, 2013. I'll never forget it. I was on a conference call, and this conference call was hosted by Instructor Benjamin Bilal. And he had a guest on that call, and the person's name was Mr. Clenard Henson. He was a scientist. Matter of fact, he was a water physicist. And he was talking on the program about scientific eating and scientific living. He was talking about food we should avoid and the food we should eat. There's certain food that we should avoid and certain food we should eat. even though the Almighty placed a lot of food in this creation. But we have to be very selective about the food that we're going to consume. This is why we have intellect, intelligence. This is how we're able to understand science. Even though a lot of food is available, but all of the food is not for a human being. We have many more creatures on this planet, and some of the food is for them. And this is what we have to understand. So we have to be very careful on how we understand food. And this is what symptometry is all about, to help us to understand food. So in 2013, I went back and forth to North Carolina where Mr. Henson lived and talked to him about his water that he structured. He structured what's called life structured water, H1206 water, from studying other water physicists. And also got a lot of information about food. And he introduced me to Dr. Maxwell Norty through several of his books. So I did all of my study and due diligence. A few years later, I became a student, 2015, of Dr. Maxwell Norty at the American School of Symptometry. And I've been studying with him ever since. So now we're in the doctoral program at the American School of Symptometry. I had to go back to school. We studied for 1 year, dealing with health and longevity, because we want to be healthy if we want to live a long life. Who want to live a long life when someone have to take care of you, have to feed you, push you around, have to see for you? Who want to live a long life in those conditions? So it is healthy longevity. We want to be able to live a long time with health and be able to be under our own control. This is what's so important about understanding what health is all about. So this is what we're going to share on this call tonight. We're going to begin to build the foundation for health. Health is just like the universe. There's a lot to it. It's a lot for us to understand because there's a lot of things working on us here on this physical plane called Earth. So we after doing our due diligence, we became a student. We got a certified symptometry health course and certificate. We passed the two courses that we needed to take care of the prerequisite courses at the American School of Symptometry. And we've passed a bachelor program. We have a bachelor of cellular health. Why cellular health? Cellular health is where our health comes from, brothers and sisters. Our health comes from our cell. Matter of fact, the definition for health is a reward that comes from our cells and is bestowed on the person who is successful at aligning the desire of their mind with what the cells need. That is the definition of health. Many people do not have a clear-cut definition of health. This is why they cannot achieve health. There's no clear-cut definition. They think just because no blood is running from their nose and there's no concussion in their head, and that they're able to stand up on their own, that they are healthy. This is far from the truth. Health is a reward that comes from our cells when we do our very best, making the best decision to take care of their needs. Disease is when we ignore our cells. Every time our cell gives us a symptom, it is a warning sign. Matter of fact, it's a language, and that language is universal all over the world. Human beings have the same symptoms all over the world. I don't care what language they speak, but symptoms are universal. And this is something to think about. That shows our connection, our connectivity with all of us, with each other. So our cells will give us warning signs decades before something really happened. And you know when that warning came about. You didn't pay it any attention, but you know when it happened the first time. You know already. So symptometry is bringing our awareness to these situations and what our body is saying to us. And matter of fact, Dr. Maxwell Norton has deciphered the code of what every symptom means that a human body expresses. The symptoms are pointers to the source of the disease. Every disease has a product that produced it. Everyone. So at this point, I'm going to let you know something. And you might want to write this down. Every disease is curable. I'm going to let that soak in for a moment. Every disease is curable. I'm going to say it one more time because people don't really believe it. They have the power to cure their disease. It starts with them. It starts with each and every one of us. Every disease is curable. But why do people have diseases? Why are they sick? And we're going to answer some of those questions. Maybe not all tonight, but we're going to answer those questions. Every disease is curable because the Almighty placed all of the mechanism in our body to cure every disease. Now, we have to be trained and taught. All those things work. But here's the thing, brothers and sisters. It is the person who has the disease that will determine whether their disease will be cured or incurable. The person that has the disease will determine whether the disease will be cured or incurable. The person who has it. I did not say their doctor. The person that's helping them. I did not say the person that's feeding them, the person that's nurturing them, even though all of these things, all of these individuals are very important. It is the person that has the disease that will make their disease curable or incurable. This is what we all must know. And this tells us that our own health is in our own hands. Our health is in our own hands. So it's up to each and every one of us to learn some things. So hopefully for some of you on the phone, this is the beginning of that journey for you. This will be the beginning of that journey for you. Just like that night, I was happened to be on the conference call that was hosted by Instructor Benjamin Balao, and I started my journey to understand what health was all about. And to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because, brothers and sisters, we've been getting part of the story, part of the truth. We have to have the whole truth to understand what the picture is supposed to look like. What this picture is supposed to look like. So remember this definition. Health is defined as the reward that the cells bestow on a person who succeed in aligning the desire of their mind with what the cells need. Our body, brothers and sisters, composes 75 to 100 trillion cells. Though you can see me, you cannot see them. Our body is composed of... Yes?
Can you repeat that one more time, the definition?
Yes, sir.
That was such a powerful statement you just made.
Yes, sir. Our body is composed of 75 to 100 trillion cells. Though you can see me, you cannot see them. They are invisible to our eyes. And here's another thing. As human beings, we should understand, brother and sister. The human being has two components. Two components. The Almighty created everything in the universe in pairs. So the human being is no different. We're not separate of the creation. We're part of the creation. So the human being has two components. One that you can see and the one you cannot see. And here's something else that's very important. Every disease that we have started in the place that you cannot see. And it manifests in the part that you can see. Every disease started in part of the person where he cannot see it. Then it manifests itself where it can be seen, in the body. So when a doctor treats a person, let me say that again. Let me say this, that in another way. When a doctor, when a person, when you go to the doctor, he treats the disease. He's not treating you. You're not the disease. It is your body that has the disease. But the difference with symptometry is, symptometry take care of the disease and also treat the person, both of them, because our human being has two components. They're integrated, interconnected, interrelated, interdependent, and operate as one biological unit. Please understand what I just said. A human being has two components, one that you can see and one you cannot see. And the disease will always start in the place that you cannot see it. And it manifests itself somewhere in the body. The human being operates as one biological unit, is interdependent, interconnected, integrated, interrelated. Everything has to be working together. If not, that would be negative energy. If the mind makes decision that does not agree with the cells, that would be negative energy in the form of friction, tension, resistance, inertia. All of those things are tangents of negative energy. That's what would take your life, brother and sister. A person can live with a disease, and we know people who have diseases. They're not dead. People can live a lifetime with diabetes, hypertension, chronic kidney disease. They won't be in the best of health. So it is not the disease that kills the person. They become overcome with negative energy. They become overwhelmed with negative energy. Brother and sister, here's another thing you need to know. The human being is energy. Believe it or not, the human being is energy. Listen to what I'm saying. A person who is sick is losing energy. Oh, I can't get out of the bed today. I don't feel well. I have no energy. Listen, I don't feel well today. I don't have energy. I can't get up. I'm just going to lie down here for a few hours so I can get some energy. That's what we say when we're sick. I can't get out of the bed. I don't have enough energy. I can't walk around in the yard. I don't have energy. Brother and sister, the person, the personality housed inside of this physical reality called our body is energy. People who are sick, they're on an energy deficit. They have an energy deficit. And that energy deficit came about because they had an enzyme deficit first. They had an enzyme deficit first. Our brother Rashid mentioned enzyme earlier. No one I repeat, no one can be healthy with an enzyme deficit. That means you do not have enough enzyme to digest your food that you're eating, to digest even water that you're drinking, to digest other beverages that you're drinking, and have enough enzyme left over for repair and maintenance of your body. If you do not supply enough enzyme for repair and maintenance every day, your body will continue to deteriorate and fall apart, break down, collapse. And this is what happens as we age. Because we are energy inside our physical body. We carry the body. The body is not carrying us. Because if the person is unconscious, the body would do nothing. It's the energy. And it's the person supplying the energy. Here's another truth, brother and sister. If we use more energy than we're producing, we'll be on an energy deficit. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm sharing with you first. This is the prelude to our conversation. This is the preface to our conversation. We're having a conversation tonight. Because we want people to pay attention. And we want to stop being victim of our own health care. We're a victim now. We need to take our health back. So if a person is using more energy than they are producing, that will be called an energy deficit, like we just said about enzyme deficit. If you're not able to produce enough enzyme to digest your food, beverages, and water that you eat, and you do not have enzyme left over for repairing and maintenance of the body, you will not be healthy. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more in detail a little bit later. But I want to share more about the energy deficit and prove to you that we are energy, brother and sister. We are energy. The personality that you cannot see, that's invisible. I only allow you to see me when you get to know me. You only allow me to see you when I get to know you. You're not your hair, your nails, even though we spend a lot of time on our hair and nails. You're not that. You're not your skin, even though we live in a world that plays so much importance on skin. We're not our skin. We're the reality housed inside this physical body. That means we're connected to the universe. We're connected to the universe. When I say we're connected to the universe, that means the Almighty established universal laws. Established universal laws. Every time, here's another clue about health. Every time we break the laws of the universe, brother and sister, our body will give us a symptom, a sign, to let us know that we're veering off the paradigm of normalcy. That we're veered off the paradigm of normalcy. Every time we break the laws of physics, every time we break those laws, our body will produce a symptom. If we don't do anything about getting back in line with the universal laws, over time, our own body will activate a disease. The disease will become activated. because we didn't get back in line. We're breaking the laws. It doesn't matter whether we're ignorant of the law or not. It doesn't matter whether you took the time to figure out these things or not. The Almighty gave each and every one of us a brain to figure things out. He's not coming to save us. He's not coming to save us. He already gave us intellect, intelligence, to figure everything out on our own. So we'll be empowered and we'll learn the lesson in life. So we are energy. Our body have cells. Inside the cell is a cellular organelle called the mitochondria. It is the powerhouse of the cells. It is a powerhouse, its energy source. But that is just one source of energy, the mitochondrial energy. That's just one source. We also produce electrical energy. We also produce thermal energy. We also produce magnetic energy. Electrical energy and magnetic energy produce our electromagnetic field. Each and every one of us have an electromagnetic field. Even minerals have an electromagnetic field. Even your car has an electromagnetic field. Everything in the universe have an electromagnetic field. Matter of fact, this is how the microbes, and a virus is a microbe. You hear that word microbe? That means you can't see it with your eyes. That's what it means. It's not a big deal. You just can't see it with your own eye. So scientists have called them microbes. So virus, you can't see it with your eyes. But this is how it determines who is going to attack. The microbe has little antennas. Even though they are microscopic, they still have little things called antennas. And they are able to detect the power and the force behind our electromagnetic field. And if our electromagnetic field is weakened, or if it's weak, it already knows that your immune system is also weak. That's all they need to know. And if your immune system is weak, it's already know that your health is compromised. There's no accident. You already know that your health is compromised, so you would be the candidate to be attacked by the microbe. A virus is a microbe. And by the way, viruses are everywhere. You cannot escape from them. They were here long before man was here. Long before man was here. And they'll probably be here long after man is gone. They're probably still here. It is the microbe that made life on planet Earth suitable for human beings to exist on it. There's a lot we can say about microbes. But that's just to give you an example of how our body is put together. So we, as a personality, is the invisible part. Because we live in the physical world, brothers and sisters, the physical world is defined as a world of molecule, form, shape, and substance. And it consists of two levels, and we already mentioned them. The invisible world, that's the intangible, and the visible world, that is tangible. You can measure it. You can see it. You can weigh it. You can poke around with it. But the ones that have the most power and the most energy is the invisible world. And that's what we are composed of. When it comes to matter, yes.
Yeah, go ahead. I just want to let the listening audience know that at the end of our program today, you will get an opportunity to get some information about how to reach Dr. Shaheed. At the same time, you know, he's just given us a foundation of the series of ongoing workshops that's going to be taking place with us on the study of the human cell. And so this workshop, this lab that we are participating in currently, is going to be an opportunity for you to do your homework, do your study, come back next week, tell your friends, your family members, because what you're hearing right now, I would say 95% of the people on planet Earth don't know this. Understanding your human body. So I just want to ask you a question for myself. I got about four or five questions that have been texted me already.
Yes, sir.
But what I really want, being that you kind of gave us a kind of an overview and somewhat of a foundation, why don't we start with egg cell, sperm cell, take it from here for the next 20 minutes, and then we'll open up for questions and answers. You laid a nice platform so far, but if we just go back to what we think we know, but we don't know, because most of us don't know we don't know, and just talk about egg cell, sperm cell, when mom and daddy got together, and then take it from there and bring us back up to date to where you are right now foundationally. I think that's a good start, because my daughter said, Dad, you told me about egg cells and sperm cells, but can you make that plain to me? So she just had a baby, too, by the way, yesterday. She
Excellent.
Had a baby girl.
Congratulations.
So it's
another granddad again.
Yeah, yes, sir. So basically, I think it may sound simple to us, but we want to talk about the intelligence. And so I'll let you take it from there. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll do just that. But before, I want to define, we've already defined health. Health comes from our cells. And there's seven fronts to health. I want to just point these out also. There are seven fronts of health. In order for us to be optimally healthy, we have to be healthy on all seven fronts. Also, in order to be optimally healthy, we have to cure all our diseases. A disease is a distraction for a human being. You will never be at your best if you have a disease, a single disease in your body. Because it will be taking away energy. You have negative energy to contend with. Here are the seven fronts of health. Please make note of them. And we have to be healthy on all seven fronts in order to be optimally healthy. So I'm sharing with you what health entails and what it's all about. Just because you're not on a stretcher going to the emergency room doesn't make you healthy. Number one, we're just going to list these. We're not going to even talk about them at this moment. We're just going to list these. We have sexual health. See, we're already talking about, Brother Rashid already mentioned procreation. And that's the number one on the list, Brother Rashid. Sexual health. If we're not sexually healthy, we can't procreate. We can't reproduce ourselves. We can't multiply ourselves. We cannot replace ourselves. And this is very important for us to understand. We won't be able to replace ourselves. If we can't replace ourselves, we will be in violation of one of the six natural laws. We'll be in violation of one of the six natural laws. And we're going to list those laws too tonight. So you're going to have a whole lot to think about. There are six natural laws that govern us, that govern the universe, not only human being, everything. This is why our health is important. Number two, our physical health, the health of our physical body. Number three, organ health, the health of our organs. Number four, mental health. Mental health. If we're not healthy mentally, we won't be making good decision that's going to benefit us. Health is all about making the right decision to take care of the needs of ourselves. Metabolic health, our metabolism. The sum total of our metabolism is dependent on us producing heat for ourselves. Heat, thermal energy. Heat is very important. But we're eating cold items. We're eating ice water. We're drinking ice water. We're eating ice cream. We're eating cold items. Our cells need thermal energy, heat, in order to carry out their job. And their job is to keep us healthy. But they won't be able to do it if you don't take care of them and give them what they need. So metabolic health is very, very important. If we cannot produce enough heat, if you are one of those persons, one of those people who always cold, cold hand, cold feet, and it's 90 degrees outside, you have to come to cytometry and have something done about it. Your doctor would not have a clue as to what is happening to you. Why you cannot circulate heat, though you have blood in you, but you cannot circulate heat. You're able to circulate blood, but you can't circulate heat. What is the problem? It goes back to physics. Emotional health. Our emotion will be all over the place if we cannot produce certain neurochemicals, certain neurotransmitters and neurons. Even if we can't produce certain hormones, those androgens that control our behavior, our emotion. That's our limbic system. Our emotion, they'll be all over the place. No one will be able to relate to you, relate to us. And finally, system, our system health, the health of all our 11 systems. Our body sits on 11 systems. And they all have to be working together as one biological unit. One biological unit. So I've shared a lot about what health is. Hopefully you have a better idea now of what health is all about. Because we have to be empowered, brothers and sisters, to take back our health because we're being exploited for money. I need not say any more about that. Now I want to define cytometry for you. Cytometry. In cytometry, you hear the word symptom. The word is spelled S-Y-M-P-T-O-M-E-T-R-Y. It's a new word. It has not found its way into the dictionary yet. But it will soon be in the dictionary because people will be using that word, cytometry. Cytometry is the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of the living cells of the human being. Cytometry. That word was coined by Dr. Maxwell Norton. And this is a whole new therapeutic science invented by him. And he's in a position to cure every single disease. And he set up a school called the American School of Cytometry to teach us about how to cure all our diseases so we can become disease-free, so we can be the very, very best person that we possibly can be on this planet, taking care of our role and our responsibility as human beings. So, Brother Rashid,
yes,
in
sir.
Order to explain about procreation, I want to share at this time the six natural laws that we all govern by.
I'm very good right
that
now.
That we all are governed by because these six natural laws plays a part in procreation, how it all gets started. Brother and sister, listen closely. These are the six natural laws, and when we break them, there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. Dr. Maxwell Norton did not invent these laws. It is only through his observation and study of the human body and study of the creation itself that he stumbled onto these laws. He was blessed to figure it out. Number one, the law of automation. The law of automation, which means that when the sperm is in the fallopian tube, right away, automation takes over. And the egg is in the fallopian tube, right away, automation in the human body, in the mother especially, takes over. Nothing she has control of at that moment, at that point. She's not in control. Everything is on automatic pilot. As soon as the sperm enters the fallopian tube and the egg is present, automation takes over. That is the number one law, the law of automation. Who taught the cells what to do? Who taught the sex cells what to do? Who taught the sperm what to do? Automation. They have atomic intelligence. They have atomic intelligence. No man taught them to do anything. And this is the same way how we cure our body. It is automation. We give the cells what they need. Automation takes over. If the cells do not have what they need, we will be in violation of automation, the first law. If the cells do not have what they need, we'll be in a violation of the first law, which is the law of automation. And different energy created automation. Already named some of the energy. The different energy created automation. Thermal energy, electrical energy, atomic energy, nuclear energy, magnetic energy. All of these energies created automation, all stemming from the atoms. Here's another clue, brother and sister, about health. The Almighty created the atoms, and the atom created everything else in the universe, including human beings. The human being is a product of atomic collision, meaning energy. Everything goes back to energy. Everything. The food we eat must be atomized. Atomized is a word meaning that in the small intestine, the food we eat must be turned back into atoms. The food must be atomized. If you are unable to atomize your food because you have amyloid doses, you've been eating too much heavy starches food, your villi will be glued together. Not only your villi will be glued together, some women, vagina will be glued together because of the same foods. This is what happened, brothers and sisters. Our food, in order to nourish the cells, to give them what they need, it must be turned back into atoms, ions. This is what is circulated in our blood, atoms of the food we ate. If we aren't able to atomize our food, you will always be malnourished. I don't care how much money you spent on the meats, the bread, the fruits, the juices. Doesn't matter. If you're not going into the cells, because you aren't able to itemize or atomize the food, the cell will go around malnourished, and they will not have what they need to keep you healthy. Therefore, health will be denied you. Health will be denied. Negative energy will take over. Negative energy will take over. What is disease? Disease is an abnormality. An abnormality in blood, in tissue, in the organ, in the lymphatic system. That's what a disease is. It is a vortex of negative energy, brothers and sisters, a vortex of negative energy. This is why we have to cure our disease. The negative energy will kill us. It is not the disease that kills the person. It is negative energy. When your body is overcome by negative energy, then you will run out of energy. That energy deficit we talked about earlier, if you use more energy than you are producing, at some point in time, you're going to run out of it. The moment you run out of the energy, that will be the date of your expiration. Another way to say that is your date of death. And we can define that any way we want. We can say Almighty called us home. We can do all of those things. But you ran out of energy. Because you didn't know what to do. You didn't listen or no one taught you. And you didn't apply the information. Those three things. The second law, natural law, the second one. Listen to this one very carefully. The law of replacement, change, and rejuvenation. Per the law of replacement, change, and rejuvenation, the new must replace the old. The strong must replace the weak. The normal must replace the abnormal. This law translates into cycles. This is what we have to do in our own body. We must produce new cells to replace what? Old cells. Many of us cannot produce new cells, so the old cell stays in place until a new cell is produced to take its place. If there's no new cell to take its place, the old cell will stay in place, unable to carry out the function of a new cell. It will not be able to keep you healthy. I hope that we're making it clear.
Same, bro.
I hope we're making it clear.
This is what's been missing, you know, proper education on what we walk around with every single day of the week, our human body, and we don't know how it works.
Yes.
So it's so important what you're saying right now. We're going to take about 5 more minutes, and we're going to open up the line for those who want to ask a question. Push 1 on your phone. You can start pushing 1 on your phone currently. If you have some information or a question you may want to have on what has been presented so far, feel free. Push 1 on your phone, and we'll be answering those phones in about 5 minutes. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you. So in this law here, if a person have a weak heart, what do we say? It must be replaced with strength. The strong must replace the weak. If you have a weak heart, taking drugs is not going to strengthen it. Taking herbs is not going to strengthen your heart. You must understand how to strengthen the heart. There are 8 muscle proteins. I said muscle protein because the heart is all muscles. So you have to eat the food source of these muscle protein. 8 amino acids that produce muscle tissue. You must know what they are and consume the food that contain them to strengthen your heart. If your kidneys are weak, you have to strengthen the weak kidney. The strong must replace the weak. You can't keep going around with weak kidney. Dialysis machine do not strengthen your kidneys. If you have weak lung, COPD, and your lung need to be strengthened, you have allergy or asthma, and your lung has to be strengthened, taking the albuterol and the drugs is not going to strengthen your lungs. drug is a mismatch. They contain no nutrients for the cells. There are times we need to take them, but you can't live off of them. You have to learn what you have to do to heal the body. This is what has to happen. Law number three, and this is getting to procreation again. The law of contrast or opposites. There must be opposite. There must be contrast. Opposite attract. And this is the whole thing about a male and a female. If there's no powerful attraction, no procreation would take place. The law of contrast or opposite. This law gave rise to attraction. Why do females and males attract each other? It is because of this law of contrast and opposite. This law gave rise to attraction, repulsion, and compensation. Number four, the law of self-preservation. The microbes I spoke about earlier, they're trying to preserve themselves. They're doing the same thing that we should be doing, preserving ourselves. Each one of us has God-given right to preserve ourselves, to defend our life. This is part of the creation, self-preservation. Our cells want to take care of us. In order for them to do that, we have to give them what we need, what they need. Our mind must agree with what they need. Why is the mind so important? See, I spoke about the two components of the human being. See, the brain that we have is our command center. It commands everything that's going on this physical level. But it's also attached to our mind, because our mind be decision maker. It makes all of our decisions, brothers and sisters, and that's where the problem comes. Even though I know what to do, even though I can be knowledgeable, I don't have to do the right thing. I can choose to eat whatever I want. I'm a diabetic. If I'm a diabetic, I can choose to avoid the sugars, avoid the fruits and the juices, avoid the ice cream, avoid candy. I can choose to do that. Or I can choose to eat them, even though I know I'm diabetic. Get the idea? So the mind is what makes the man and the person decision. It makes all of our decision. And here's the problem. Whenever the mind makes a decision that does not agree with what the cells need, negative energy will be created in the person. There will be resistance. There will be tension, hypertension. That's a word in physics. Resistance, that's a word in physics. All of those are the tangents of negative energy. Stasis, where things are stagnated. Blood is not moving as fast as it should be moving because of stagnation. We have poison and toxins circulating in the blood. How can the cell be nourished when it's moving too slow? And the cells are not being nourished. It takes speed, animation, for our cells to be nourished. The blood must move at the speed of light. I'm indicating to you how all of these natural laws, universal laws, work inside of us, the human being. Universal law number five. The law of indestructibility or eternity. Nothing that was created, brothers and sisters, can be destroyed. Man can't destroy what he did not create. Think about it. This is how they keep us in fear. This is how they keep us in fear. They can't destroy what they didn't create. Oh, they're going to destroy the planet. They're going to destroy all of the water. Won't be no water. Won't be no plant. Won't be this. Won't be that. Scarcity. Everything will be scarce, and the price will be out of control. If they didn't create it, they cannot destroy it. This is a natural law that God created. This is how he set up the universe. Nothing that was created can be destroyed. The process of destruction allowed the law of transformation to take over and turn what is being destroyed into something else that would be more useful in many different ways. And finally, the law of transformation and reinvention. Brothers and sisters, we have to always be reinventing ourselves. When situations change, we have to adapt and reinvent ourselves, not to go crying the blues. Nobody is coming to save us but us. The Almighty has done everything for us. He created this universe first, then placed us in it. What else is there to beg for? Brother Rashid, what else is there to beg for? Which of the favor of your Lord will you deny? Which of them? Name one. He's given you everything, and we're still begging for something.
Blame it for something. Yeah, my good friend Mark said the other day that the word blame, just take the word be lame. So that's what you're talking about right now. You can be lame if you
absolutely
want to and not study and not pay attention. And these are some of the issues you're going to have by being disobedient to the rules and the laws of the universe. So go ahead, my brother. I want to –
that's
the
right.
Line is open up. We have people with their hands raised online. And,
okay. Better having the hand. We can entertain the questions. We can start on the question. I can come back to talk about procreation.
Very good. Very good. So we're going to start with 810-610. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam, Sister Deprita.
Do the live.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, sir. And to our engineer and to Brother Mark for having you here on the program this evening. I tell you, you know, we have to really get into this so that
yes,
we can
ma'am.
Help ourselves. Because when I know for a fact, I've been trying to incorporate a lot of the information that I'm getting from you. But you know
excellent.
What? You know, we hard-headed. We hard-headed. We like, oh, I can do that if I want to. Okay, go ahead on and do it. I guarantee you. If you go ahead on and do it, it's going to come true when you say that it's going to cause, like you say, like ice cream. I'm not a big ice cream fan or nothing, but, you know, I even tried to drink this rice milk, you know.
Yes.
But I tell you, you know, any types of, that coffee and that creamer that you put in the coffee, oh, that brings about a mucus in your system.
Yeah.
And, just keep on doing it. If you want to do it, go ahead on to it, like you just said. We have a right to do it if we want to, and we got a right not to do it if we want to. But I can guarantee you this, that if you decide to do it, and you done told us it's going to cause secretion.
There's a price to pay.
Look for the secretion. Because it's going
exactly,
to take
exactly, it's coming. absolutely right.
And when it takes place, it's going to come all of a sudden, and you're just going to be filled with it. You're going to be filled
absolutely.
With it.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. So I,
and you're going to be, and you're gonna be
you
gasping for breath. You'll be gasping for breath.
Yes. Absolutely. And then you'd be saying, see, I should have paid attention. I should have did what I was supposed to. Oh, but it was so good. Yeah, it was good. It was good because you didn't need it, you know.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to ask you this question, Dr. Rashid. Dr. Shahid, excuse me. I always get the
I understand what you're saying.
Yes, sir. But, you know, you were mentioning a certain water that we need to drink. That is so important.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Simple things like that will make all the difference in your health. Simple things.
The water
yes, ma'am.
Is so – so I appreciate that as you go on through the night that you will share with us once again that type of water that we should be getting so we can begin to drink the best water that we can drink. Because I'm
yes,
tell
ma'am.
You,
I'll share that right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we appreciate the information, the knowledge. We appreciate that Allah bless you to go and get the education and to come back and give it to us. We didn't even have to
yes, ma'am.
Go to school and get it. You didn't say, well, okay, then I'm a child to everybody. Come on and listen tonight. No, you really got the information, and you put it out there, and you're sharing it, and we really do appreciate you.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so very much, Sister
the
Priesthood.
Sister the
Priesthood. God willing,
we're
going to keep on learning. We're going to keep moving.
Yeah.
And I hope we can drag some of us along.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Push one on the way out to
I don't just be listening. I be listening, and I be trying it. I be trying
yes.
what you say.
Yes, yes ma'am. Thank
yes,
you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Please,
thank
please
you.
I'm going to answer your question about the water.
Yeah.
I'm going to briefly answer her question. I'm going to make it short.
Go ahead.
Sister DePrita, the best water that we should be drinking, even though it might be a little bit expensive for us, and I'm going to mention a machine also that you can purchase through myself. But you don't have to. You can just buy this water. First of all, we should not drink tap water. I know Sister DePrita is from Flint, Michigan. They have problem with water there. But here's the thing, brothers and sisters. We have problem with water all over the United States. It's not just in Flint, Michigan. It's all over the country. So please do not drink tap water, and please do not cook with tap water. And you might be saying, well, what the heck am I going to do? You have to use your mind. You have to use your brain and figure it out. This is what you have to do. If you want to be healthy, you got to start making changes. We just can't keep doing things the way we've been doing it. It's not working for us. Our mind is impoverished, so we are making worse and worse decisions. That is why. It's no accident. We are prone to make worse decisions, not better. If our health is compromised, the things work together. So the best water to drink is water that has been treated, water that have less free of chemical, especially heavy metal like aluminum, lead, and bromine. And that list just goes on and on and on. We should drink water that has electrolytes. Electrolytes. There's 8 electrolytes. Why do you think our cells need electrolytes? Everything is all about the cells, giving them what they need. Our cells need electrolyte to help them to produce electrical energy, electricity. Electrolyte, electricity. You see, they go together. Electrolytes, electricity. You have to have electrolytes in your cell for them to produce electricity. If you drink water without electrolyte, you won't have electricity. Not enough. And another thing that we have to do in order to produce more electricity is to cook with iodine salt. Many people that we talk to, Brother Rashid, they said, well, I avoid salt. My doctor said, wash your salt. So they interpret that as to mean don't use salt, or they use the wrong salt. No, the iodine salt, the common table salt with iodine, that's what you need to use. Not Himalaya salt, not rock salt, not sea salt. Not sea salt without iodine, none of those things. Iodine salt. It has a molecular formula, 3-2-1. It has 3 atoms of sodium, 2 atoms of chloride, 1 atom of iodine. Very, very, very important. Iodine salt also carries the power for electrical energy. It has force in it called cations and anions. One positive, one negative. This is what helps it to produce electricity, those electrons. any other salt would not have an equal amount of cation and anion, and it would produce negative energy in your body. You cannot be healthy with negative energy overcoming your cells. So here's two water that you can go to purchase to start drinking. One is less expensive. It's called Crystal Geyser. He has four of the electrolytes in them, four of them. And you can purchase that water at any of the dollar stores, Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, all those places. And you can get it by the gallon. We use it primarily for cooking. And there's another water that's a little bit more expensive, but your health is your priority. Your health is your wealth. If you have your health, you can make money. You become so creative that you'll come up with an idea that will make you money. This is it. But if you don't have the neurons, you can't even come up with a thought, let alone an idea that work can make money for you. You can't do it. We got too many examples. We have too many examples in our community. It's not happening. Right. We have to change that by focusing on our health, Brother Rajiv.
Is there? All right.
So that's the answer to a question.
Okay. I have quite a few more hands raised here, but I have one text that came in regarding babies and children. What do you do to ensure that your children are healthy from the very beginning as you raise them, and
excellent,
what are some of the things that are required?
Wow, excellent. Cytometry, if you're real serious about this is what I'm going to say, Brother Rashid. The person, if they're serious about having a baby, healthy baby, an intelligent baby, not just having a baby, we want intelligent children. We got too many of these other ones running around that you can't do anything with today. And that can be explained. So here's a clue. Listen very closely. Intelligent children are not born, they are made. I'm going to repeat that. Intelligent children are not born, they are made. What do you mean they are made? They are made based on what the mother is eating. Once she have conceived, even before she conceived, she needs to talk to someone like myself to understand scientific eating and scientific living so she can avoid all of the health disruptors as best as she possibly can. Health disruptors. And she needs to have a full reservoir of HDL, a full reservoir of HDL. What's HDL? High-density lipid protein. What is lipid? High-density lipid protein? Good cholesterol. That's what produces a healthy baby. Listen to me carefully. If you have a cholesterol problem, sisters, brothers, if you, all of us, and you think about having a baby and you have a cholesterol problem, it's going to affect the baby. How? How does it affect the baby? Every cell of our body must have good cholesterol. Sisters, all of the hormone, the estrogen, the progesterone, the androgen, the testosterone are made with good cholesterol, HDL. Brother, if you're going to produce a healthy sperm, it starts with a healthy sperm. If the sperm is defective, what kind of baby are you going to produce? From the start, it starts with the healthy sperm. The sperm has to be strong, filled with energy. The head, the body, and the tail. It carries the force, the energy, The energy is the force that makes the baby. It's in the sperm. It's in the egg. You already heard me say the first law of the creation is automation. It is energy, the different energy that produce automation. The energy is in the sperm and the egg, brothers and sisters. This is the beginning of making of a baby. If you have a weak sperm and you have bad cholesterol, LDLs, in your system, it is higher than the HDL, you have a cholesterol problem. If you have not enough HDL, you can produce chromosomal crossover. Chromosomal crossovers. Well, Brother Shaheed, what's chromosomal crossover? You're trying to get too deep. You're getting too deep on me. No, you can understand what I'm saying here. There will be an abnormality in the chromosome, and once the baby gets here, there will be nothing you can do. Because if you don't know about cytometry, if you don't know about calling a person like myself, so you can do a consultation with Dr. Maxwell Norton, no doctor will figure it out. That's not what they do. They will fill the baby with all kind of drugs. They will give our women drugs. They will send you to the health food store. You'll be buying all kind of supplements that do not work. They're not properly combined. So my best advice, so I don't keep prolonging this, the answer is to come to cytometry. Cytometry have a pregnancy management program. Cytometry has a pregnancy management program. Someone to give you, to give the mother all of the molecules that the cells need to produce a healthy child. And your labor would be smooth. Your labor would be smooth without any complication because all of the energy will be there to produce the baby. Because the father, if he follow our advice before he impregnate his wife, he will be producing healthy sperm because he would change his diet and also change his lifestyle. He must agree to do both of those things if you want to have an intelligent baby. An intelligent baby. It takes strong sperm. Don't try to correct the problem after the baby gets here. We can build the baby properly in the mother's womb from the very beginning. This is how you do it. You enforce scientific eating that cytometry recommend and scientific living because there's a lot of things in our environment that will compromise our health and a lot of booger traps on planet Earth. Planet Earth is a minefield. And we have to be educated to navigate planet Earth, and no one has taught us. Our very kitchen is a minefield. Most people poison themselves with the food they are cooking. And this is how they die. They go to bed and they don't wake up because they poison themselves with the food they are cooking in their kitchen. The kitchen is the laboratory. The kitchen. So the best answer is come to cytometry, get involved with pregnancy management, and the mother's labor could be on the average 10 minutes. It's over. The baby is jumping out of her. It's done. The baby is so happy to be here. It is loaded with thermal energy, electrical energy. It's loaded with propulsive force. And that propulsive force will carry the baby throughout his lifetime. And the first system that is produced in the mother's womb will be the three nervous system. That will be the foundation of the person. That need to be strong. It will be the foundation of the person, not no wimpy child, not a child that can't figure things out. The child will be a genius. It will come here with so much created power. And I'm not joking. the right combination of amino acids, the right combination of molecules for the mother to take to replace and repair her matrix. See, brothers and sisters, the human being is made from matrix, from head to toe. What is a human being, Brother Rashid?
The matrix.
we take so much for granted. The matrix. A human being is a priceless matrix. No amount of money can pay for a human being, even though our people experienced slavery and they bought and sold us, our people. If they did it to them, it is us that they did it to. No human being can be bought for money. It is priceless matrix that make up all of our 11 systems. It is preserved by salt and acid, fueled by different energy, and managed by hormone, HDL, good cholesterol. Must have a full reservoir of good cholesterol. Otherwise, you can have a chromosomal crossover, and the baby can come here with all kind of abnormality. And also, our body is managed by enzyme, neurotransmitter, neurochemical, and neurons. We have to produce neurons by the billions and trillions every single day. If we do not do that, we will not make excellent decisions. And if we eat chaotically, our neuron will become calcified, and they will not be produced in the cerebral spinal fluid that circulate in our spinal column. They do not divide like regular cells. They have to be produced. And many of us have stopped producing them decades ago. And the ones that we have left are calcified. They're not firing up at all. So there's nothing happening inside our brain. I'm just telling you the truth of what's happening. It's no accident we're in the predicament that we're in.
Okay,
it is no accident.
I have another call on the line, a couple more texts here. We have 314-833. I think it's Mark from St. Louis, Missouri. Tell us where you're calling from, Mark.
Assalamu alaikum, and to you, Rashid Salam, and to you, Imam Abdul.
Well, Assalam, Imam Mark Shaheed. How are you doing tonight?
And to the IWDM radio listening audience, this is Mark Shaheed from the STL, the Gateway City of St. Louis, and the Show Me State of Missouri. I want to say alhamdulillah, that the praise and the thanks belongs to Allah first and foremost, and I just want to commend both of you and welcome you to IWDM Radio.
Thank you, sir.
The dynamic duel on your debut here in the science of health in you. Man, I tell you, brother, you have given so much information. If the Encyclopedia Britannica was in business, you would have put them out of business and all.
We're just getting started, brother. I know you're just warming up.
That's why I say it's like the old joke when you walk into the barber shop and the barber look at you, say, it won't be long now. So I won't be long. I just want to answer your question. When you went to Surah 55 in the Quran, Al-Rahman, which of your favors do you deny? Every time
Absolutely.
I can't read anymore, but
favor.
One thing, sure, whenever it's read to me, my answer is I don't deny any of Allah's favors.
Allah
I don't deny
Allah.
Yeah. And so very important, in terms of talking about the science, to see into this, the scientists, as Imam Muhammad says, see into this and see into that,
yes.
that he has given the human being the most precious and valuable creation in terms of intellect. Allah
yes.
subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, he wants the human being to study this natural creation, to study him, to study himself, and see the science into that. Rabbil Alameen, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian, evolver of all system of knowledge, or as Imam Muhammad say, of science, And so this science and that has been given to us, it is designed to be a benefit to us. That's why he is our right man. He's the merciful benefactor. And man has continued to benefit from it. So I'm just thankful and grateful and just want to come on first and foremost to welcome you and Rashid Salam on your inaugural production here. I know it's going to be an outstanding production. And I would say invite those who come to this outstanding production, as it is a learning lab, to bring your pens and paper. Because you're going to learn some things. Man, I got plenty of notes here on my recorder, and y'all know I can't read. So I'm going to have to hire a special person to go to the dictionary and start breaking some of these sides.
Yes, sir. We're going to warm it up, brother.
I'm going to let you continue to roll, and I'm going to just sign off. And once again, welcome to IWTM Radio.
Yes, sir. Thank you so very much.
Production.
All right.
With many, many rewards that would come to both you and Rashid Salam. May Allah's peace be with you always. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Imam Marshahi, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much.
It's just so important what Mark was saying, you know. And we have a combination of different types of religious backgrounds or maybe different types of ethnic bodies online. You know, understand what we're saying to you. We're talking about human beings. We're not trying to separate anybody from anything. We're not trying to change your thinking process of what you believe in, but you do need to know you. And that's the most important thing. By not knowing you, you won't be able to practice any of the things that you think you're practicing. So we want to make sure that most of us online understands that you do need to come back. You do need to continue listening. We just started laying the foundation out. There are so many subject matters that we're going to talk about.
Absolutely.
I get with Abdul sometime, and I'm just so overwhelmed with the things he shared with me about what I didn't know. But as soon as he said, I know it's the truth. Simply because it makes sense. It just makes sense. You know, so we can talk about health and wealth. You can talk about kidney and cancer and lung diseases. And one of the questions I have here, and I'm going to let you get back because we have 33 minutes left. But one of the questions was, it's out of Phoenix, Arizona. The brother says that I have blood in my urine. What is that about and what do I need to do to correct it?
Excellent question. Blood in the urine, spitting blood. Blood come up when you wake up in the morning, you're hawking up mucus and spleen, and you see blood there. And this is an indication of a capillary collapse. Your capillary are compromised. Our capillaries, that is the smallest blood vessels. We have vein and arteries, and we have capillaries. Those capillaries nourish our tissues through granulation. That's how they do it. They nourish our tissue through granulation. If you eat too much of the wrong food, and most of the time it is starchy food, because starchy food comes from plants. Listen to me carefully. We're not plants. We're animal. And we are human. So the foundation of a human being is human collagen. What is collagen? There's some of the questions that we should have. What is collagen? That's the human foundation of our body. Our body is made up of collagen. What is collagen? Collagen is protein. What's the foundation of a plant? The foundation of a plant is cellulose. What's cellulose? Cellulose is starch. Another word for starch is cellulose. What is starch? Starch is a network of sugars, complex sugars, that has protein in it. Protein. In starch, you find gluten. You find gelatin. You find glutamine, you find hordein, you find zinc, and finally, you also find a protein called prolamins. Prolamins. And here's what happens. When gluten and prolamins are cooked, you apply heat to them, a whole other chemical is produced, and that chemical is called acrylamide. Acrylamide. Acrylamide is poison and is also cancer-causing. No one ever told you that. If you eat a lot of starch and you cook them or bake them, a whole other chemical is produced called acrylamide. And periodically, you have to ionize and remove acrylamide from your tissue, from your cells. These acrylamide will remove certain amino acids from your blood vessels, from the capillaries. They must have certain amino acids to produce elastin, to produce fibrin, to produce actin, to produce hesperidin. That's what will make the blood vessel and the capillary and the vein flexible. Flexible. Elastin and those other amino acids that I just named. Flexible. So when the blood is under pressure pushing through them, they will not collapse. There will be no bleeding anywhere. There won't be any aneurysm in the brain because the capillaries are collapsing because of what you're eating. And no one ever told you that. Your doctor would never warn you and tell you. See, here's the thing, Brother Rashid. The human being thinks that all I have to do to be healthy is to eat some food, drink some water, and do a little bit of exercise and go to the bathroom. They think that's all you have to do. But see, our body is high maintenance. High maintenance. We have to remove things from our body periodically. We have to remove them. See, our body produces three types of waste, Brother Rashid. Our body produces three types of waste product. There's a mechanism in our body to remove solid waste. That's our colon. There's a mechanism in our body to remove liquid waste. That's our urinary system. But there's no mechanism in the human body to remove particle waste. What is particle waste? Particle waste is what everything else that we eat breaks down to. Particles. This is how we get kidney stone, gallstone, bladder stone. It's from little particles that have coalesced, that have come together to produce stones in our body based on the food that we're eating. And no one told us that we had to periodically remove these things from our body. There are three ways to remove them. They're called ionization. They're called oxidation. And they're called hydrolysis. Hydrolyzation. Three ways to remove them. And only scintometry does those three ways. Only scintometry to remove particle waste from the human body. It is the particle waste that will prevent the cell from able to do what they need to do. Those particle waste will infect the DNA and the genes and the chromosome, compromising every part of our body. So I answered it kind of a long way, but that's what's happening when you have blood in your urine, your urine, and blood coming out anywhere in the body. If you have the woman or the sister have heavy menses, same kind of situation. It needs to be taken care of. Your doctor will give you a drug. No, that is not the way to go. Your doctor will give you other things. So hopefully we addressed his question.
Yes, he's texting me. he wants the opportunity to talk a little bit more about the foods to eat and so forth and so on. So we'll we want to let
Brother Rashid, here's what needs to happen.
Yes,
let
sir.
Me let the audience know, in order to really get the help that you need two things. You need a doctor of cytometry, and you also need a certified cytometry health coach to work along with you. Those two things.
Yes.
Don't try to do this by yourself.
Right. Absolutely. You know, I just wanted to let the audience know that we have an ongoing series of educational opportunities that we'll be sharing here on IWDM. A lot of things, a lot of conditions some of us may have, we may not want to talk about it right now, but there are information that we really need to know about. We'll be talking about lungs.
Yes.
We'll be talking about cancer. We'll be talking about kidney and liver and high blood pressure, diabetes. And one of the key elements that you mentioned tonight, talking about the negative energy, stress
yes.
and worry and trauma. We don't realize
stress.
How that affects
stress.
Our body. So we'll be discussing that type of thing as well. But also we'll be talking about the six natural laws again. Coming
yes.
up, we'll go into detail on some things that we just need to know. We don't know, we don't know. So put aside your inhibitions. Let nothing interfere with your ability to reason and perceive. Let your perception go. Look at this as being an opportunity to finally learn something about you. It's only one you. And if you don't know that person, you're going to have some difficulty in life. So whatever situation you may have going on in your life right now, it's correctable. That's all you need to know. It is correctable. So this self-care that we're talking about, we're not talking about health care. We're talking about self-care. We have
Absolutely.
The opportunity to talk to your friends, talk to your family. You need to get your whole family and have a fireside chat and just plug in on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock, at 7 o'clock Eastern time, and sit out with your family so you can learn together. Because a lot of times the things that you say, oh, what did you learn there from? You don't know what you're talking about, but you need to hear it for yourself. Once you hear it for yourself, you can make that determination, what's right and what's wrong, because we have free will to do what we want to do. So I just want to, with the 20 minutes we have left, I want you to share with us, Abdul, the upcoming educational initiatives that we were talking about. One question I have left is eczema that's been texted in to me. What causes eczema? So you can take that anytime you want to. But as we begin to close out and wind down, please, if you have a question, push one on your phone. It's not going to hurt you. To get some information that you don't know about. You can't tell me you can sit here and listen to this powerful information and don't have a question, because I know it's provoking thought. I know your mind is going like mine always is when I talk to your brother. I'm constantly trying to figure out, wow, what do I say? How should I ask the question? Raise your hand, push one on your phone, and we'll have an opportunity to at least get some detailed information on a particular subject matter. It may not be something wrong with you. You may have a family member who has a problem that you can share with them on what they may do, what they should do. So with that, I'll let you go ahead and speak. And the last question I have here on my text here is, what causes eczema?
That's an excellent question, too. See, and it's good people are asking questions like that, because this is where many of our problems come from, in not knowing or getting an understanding of our disease. You go to the doctor, they got to work on it so fast, you're not able to ask any question. They want to schedule. They got 100 people to see, and you just have to be one of them.
Right.
So we want to understand it, and this is what symptoms it does, because no disease, Brother Rashid, is a mystery.
Right.
Cancer is not a mystery.
You're next.
Mental illness is not a mystery. It might be mystery to the people you go to see, because they treat symptoms. That's why they don't study deep enough, because they are addressing symptoms. They're not addressing the root cause. Every disease have a product that produced it. Everyone. And this is what the person has to know. If the person has eczema, right away you want to think about the skin. You want to think about the skin. What makes skin healthy? That's the question. And I already answered that earlier. It is HDL, good cholesterol. If a person have eczema, it also a sign they have bad cholesterol. They are consuming saturated fat rather than consuming unsaturated fat. Okay? And they also a sign that they're not using iodine salt. Why? You need to have iodine salt in your system so osmosis can take place. What's osmosis? So water will get into the cells. Your skin is dehydrated. Your hair is dehydrated. Your skin, your eczema is all over the place because the skin cells are dehydrated. And the sweat gland cannot produce oil to moisturize it. If you go to put something on there at the pharmacist, it's going to make it worse. If you go through the dermatology and ask for something, it's going to make it worse. Because they are addressing the symptom. They're not going to the root cause. They're not changing your diet so you can produce HDL, good cholesterol. And you need to drink water with electrolyte to produce electrical energy. So you will have, so the cells will have osmosis mechanism. Your osmosis mechanism is broke because water is not going into the cell. Here's the thing to think about. Our body is composed of 94% water, 93 to 94% water. And it's similar to the amount of water on the planet. We got 75% water on planet Earth. But only less than 1%, Brother Rashid, is drinkable. Isn't that amazing? All this water, you can't drink it.
Wow.
It's the same with our body. We got water. We got water everywhere, but we have dry skin. We have eczema. We have dry anus. We have dry eye, dry ears. How can a person have dry eye and dry ears and dry scalp and dry skin when they're made of 94-93% water? It is because of the osmosis mechanism has been broken and disrepair for decades, for so many years. That what is osmosis? When water from a concentrated area of our body is moved to a less concentrated area, the cell can't do anything without these two things. The cell cannot keep us healthy if we do not have or produce thermal energy, that is heat. The cell cannot do their job if they do not have what? Water. If they are dehydrated, they cannot do anything to help you. They cannot produce any brain eccentric and body eccentric. The person has eczema because the cell cannot produce what it needs to produce to keep the skin healthy. And it all starts with HDL, not necessarily water. It starts with HDL. In order to produce a healthy baby, the male and the female must have HDL. Many women cannot conceive, and many men cannot conceive because they do not have enough reservoir of HDL in their system. Your doctor would not have a clue of what to do. So come to Centometry. We'll ionize your skin to remove the concretion, to remove the particle waste from the skin, and then we will nourish the skin with molecule. That's nourishment that's not coming from the food. Then the cell will do what they have been created to do to reverse your condition. And you need to change your diet to scientific eating, and you need to change your lifestyle to scientific living. So you can navigate planet Earth, because that was things that you was eating that put you in that predicament. Thank you.
Okay, so that same person just texted us back from Phoenix saying that thank you for letting us know that regardless of your religious background, the show is open and available to everyone. I will be inviting my family members out next Tuesday to hear this show overwhelmed with information and education. So just wanted to share that with you, brother. So it's important to know that we're just not here for a particular group of people. And we're not trying
the human family.
Yeah, and use language that you don't understand. I love Mark when Mark spoke. He explained what he was saying when he gave a term, and he explained it in English. It's always important for us to recognize that we're all part of the same human family. We have nothing
that's
to be.
That's right.
There's
only one human family.
Yeah,
that's right.
There you go. And that's important to us. So please, those that are on the line, get your family to the Fireside Chat. Get your friends and tell them, look, this is something we need to know. I have learned so much about myself tonight. I've learned to understand the osmosis of how my body works. Quit walking around 24/7 with something that you don't know about. It's yours. It's your responsibility. So that's one of the things that we want to share with you and educate with you. We have a series of consistent, ongoing human development programs that we're going to be having on this show. You will get a vast understanding of how you work, the science of you. And that's why we call it that, because it's important to know that you are a scientific and a mathematical equation, whether you know
Absolutely.
It or not. So we do have one other caller on. We have 15 minutes left, so we're going to have the caller come on, and then we're going to close out with your closing remarks, my good brother, and we have a
– Excellent.
One more person. Okay. 504-434, please state your name and tell us where you're calling from.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
This is brother. this is my brother from Louisiana.
Yes, sir. I was listening to one of the words that you said. I mean, there's many of them I wrote down, but one of them you had was the law of preservation. And what I heard in there was one that was even more powerful than that, was the law of reservation. The law of reserving a special area or a special structure or special importance in our life. We reserve that. We have to reserve. It's amazing when you go somewhere and they say, you can't sit here. You say, why? I said, this has already been reserved.
Yes.
You can't.
Absolutely.
This is reserved. So we have the right, we have the opportunity to reserve for ourselves special, that which is special for our lives. And, of course, we need to preserve it, but we preserve it. It's nothing if we can't reserve it. You know, make it happen for us. That's my point. Let us make it happen for us. And can't nobody be there because it's already established for a particular purpose or person. So anyway, I'm just saying you're awesome in what you're saying. And even the word energy, it has in it green, G-R-E-E-N, green.
Yes.
So we know what the green does for the human body. And that energy is coming from that green. You know, it's just so much you're saying.
Come back next
so
week. Keep listening and bring somebody with you.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know, That's Habibullah Salim, the language.
Habibullah.
So we hope to see you back, my good brother. We do need to talk as well, and I look forward to talking to you. And please come back and share with your friends and relatives and neighbors that this show is going to be for you, and it's the science of health and wealth, self-care. We want to get away from that word health and say self-care. Because then the word health is the word heal, and hopefully we'll be able to share some things with people tonight that they can use, news you can use. And I do have one other, let me see here, person. I think that's Mark coming back. I think he has something else to say. Mark from St. Louis, just one second, Mark. All right, Mark.
Yes,
Mark.
Assalamu alaikum once again. Yes, man, I'm really enjoying all this information. And my good brother, I had to listen into IWDM to catch up with Habibullah Salim, part of the brain. Part of the brain team. He know what I'm talking about. That brother is a worstologist. Any word that you give Imam Shaheed, he going to look into that word. He's a scientist.
Yes.
He's a real scientist. He's a scientist. He's going to look into that word And he's going to extrapolate some other words from that word,
excellent.
But he's going to be right in accordance with what you're saying and everything.
Excellent.
I just want to say before you close out how much I really have appreciated this new production, Rashid Salam, and I want to call you Imam Dr. Abdul Shaheed. Because actually, you know, they can forget about going to the other doctor, bro.
Hey, this is the objective.
You
go to him once a year to get your numbers.
That's right. That's right. You're given the prescription, the subscription to what it is that we need to be doing. But just like our dear sister, Depresa Hadi, say, we can't be hard-headed. We have to. To get ahead, we have to use our head and then use what it is that Allah has given to us in this natural creation. And most certainly, the human being is a part of this creation, and we have to be in accordance with it. So thank you again, and make sure that you get Habibullah Salim's number. And Habibullah, if you listening, I expect
you to have it already. We already talking.
Okay. All right, I'm signing off. I'm signing off, so you can have your closing remarks and everything, and Rashid can close out and please make sure.
Hey, Mark, do me a favor. I know you have a show on tomorrow and Thursday. Could you just make a quick announcement about that? And that way,
yes, sir. Well, thank you so much, Rashid Salam, and. At Dr. Shaheed here. We want to invite you to please tune in tomorrow to IWDM as the Sister Learning Lab, the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Salal Houdin and yours truly will air here on IWDM Radio. That'll begin at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. That's the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And it'll be followed by the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable here on IWDM at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here. And our special guest, we're looking at having Professor Aisha K. Mustafa, the longtime editor of the Muslim Journal, along with Quran Shakir and perhaps others of the planning committee there in the Jewel of the South, the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, and update on the Time to Be Grateful 2021 that will be coming from the Atlanta Masjid there in Atlanta, Georgia. Also Thursday, there is the Sister Learning Lab, the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with Quran Shakir joining me on that. And you don't want to miss that. And that begins at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time here. And we don't want to forget about Salatu Jumu'ah Day, and that would be with Imam Michael McHale here on IWDM Radio. That begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. And also on Sunday, the longest production here on IWDM Radio, Words Make People. And once again, our very distinguished, esteemed host is Imam Michael McHale Sy here, as he always has very interesting guests and topics that are pertinent to us. And that's every Sunday afternoon, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, high noon Central Standard Time, and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, all here on IWDM Radio. And so most certainly you don't want to forget this new production, as this is an inaugural debut tonight here at the Science of Health of You, Science of Health and You.
And you.
Yes, and that's with Rashid Salam and also Imam Dr. Abdul Shaheed. So please tune in. Let your friends know. Don't come back by yourself. You getting all this information.
Right.
Love for your brother and sister what you love for yourself. Thank you once again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Mark. Thank you very much.
Rabbi Imam. Thank you.
Okay, so we have 6 minutes left, Abdul. So closing remarks, and kind of share with the radio listening audience or the podcasting audience that what to look forward to next week, and we're going to culminate what we talked about today and package it and begin the process of developing an ongoing series of workshops that people can learn from and grow from and develop from. Go ahead, Abdul.
Excellent, Brother Imam. Brother Rashid, I have enjoyed myself, and we prayed to the Almighty that we have shared information that would be useful to the people who heard it, and that they would make up their mind to become serious about their health and take charge of their health. Each one of us has to be responsible for our own body. The Almighty blessed us with a body. A body to carry us around in, a body to protect us, and we have to protect it. If we take care of it and all its cells and all of what it is made up of, it will take care of us on this journey. And we are accountable whether we know it or not. We are accountable. So there's much that we're going to be sharing, but the whole idea is for us to begin to utilize the information. It served no purpose just to come on this line and talk about health and talk about what we need to do, and no one is practicing. No one is applying. Dr. Maxwell Norton says symptometry is applied therapeutic science, which means that we have to apply it. It's not just knowing things. You have to put it to use to benefit. It is just like the religion. It's just like any religion. In order to benefit from it, you have to apply the religion. You have to use the religion. You have to do what it says. And this is what's in time. We're going to be talking about why people are sick. What makes people sick? The things that we do that we are eating that making us sick. We have to know what's in those things, the invisible. You know, we can see the apple, Brother Rashid.
Yes.
We see the apple, but we don't see the formic acid. We don't see the tartaric acid. We don't see the citric acid. We don't see the malic acids. Those are the strong acids that will compromise the cells. We don't see them until we have eaten the apple. You know, the apple looks so juicy and pretty. Nor do we see all the wax that they have put on it in the store to preserve them so they don't have to throw them away after 2 or 3 days. They're still there for somebody to buy. But that wax is indigestible that they have on them. It is indigestible. You cannot digest it. I don't care how many enzymes you use up on it. So that will be things that will be breaking down into those particles that's going to compromise your health. And this is what happens. So we're going to make you more, inshallah, God willing, aware of these things. Increase and enhance your awareness. This is what it's all about, awareness. And I want to share a website people can go to also get more information as we take this journey or land the foundation about what health is all about so we can be more responsible for taking care of our own health on all 7 fronts. The American School of Symptometry is the world center for health education and scientific enlightenment. See, to be healthy, we have to have a great understanding of the universe. And we mentioned about those universal laws. And it is the physics, the laws of physics, what's governed the universe. It is the laws of physics that govern the universe. If the laws of physics govern the universe and we happen to be part of the universe, it stands to reason that the laws of physics also govern the human being. And every time we break the laws of physics, Brother Rashid, our body will give us a sign or symptom.
Yes, yes.
If we don't do anything about correcting our problem, then it will activate a disease. This is what happens.
Yeah.
So we're going to be talking about the kind of food we should be eating, the food we should be avoiding. We're going to make the difference of the food, the starch, the sugar, the fats, and the oil, what our cell requires. We're going to talk about how to remove the disease from the person, what you have to do, what's the process. We're not going to leave any stone unturned because Dr. Norton has not left any stone unturned.
Okay, what been
so
left?
This is what we're going to be talking about.
Okay. Yeah, what been
have
left?
I have 1 minute left? Okay.
Yeah,
I'd like to say
that
something
website,
with that 1 minute.
Give us that website address.
Yeah, that website is AMSOS amsos.org. You will find many inventions, many discoveries that Dr. Naughty has placed on that website, that has posted on that website. Go there. Find out what Symptomage is all about. There's a school you can enroll in and get more information and begin to learn how to apply the information. That's the key. Application is the key.
Excellent.
So
okay,
we want to change our destiny, and this is how we do it.
All righty. Okay, then. Thank you very much, and thank you to the listening audience for being so attentive. Come back next time with pen and paper, also with questions. And also, everybody on this line knows someone in their family who has an illness, so you should be on the line trying to get some basic information to solve that problem. With that, we want to leave you as we came before you, the message of peace. May God bless you. May I see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
Okay.